From the end of the 13th century onwards, suits of armour were generally designed to cover as much of the body as possible with iron or steel plates. Chainmail was no longer sufficient protection, especially from arrows. The Gothic field armour displayed here dates from the 15th century and reveals the influence of the textile fashions of the time. This can be seen in the cinched waist, the high leggings, the slashes at the back, imitating a type of jacket popular at the time, and the pointed shoes. This typical Gothic armour also appears in several portraits of mounted figures by Albrecht Dürer. The knight's horse had armour of its own. The horse's armour generally covered sensitive areas like the head, neck, chest and hind legs. Thus, a horse had to carry not only its rider and his armour, which could weigh up to 30 kilograms, but also its own armour, which might add another 30 kilograms to its burden. As plate armour became more widespread, crests began to appear as well. These initially denoted a group of fighting men. Later the crests became permanent hereditary devices belonging to a person, family or city.